Today's daf is daf Chof Aleph. We stopped early yesterday. We were up to the sugya of Lo Yiftach Chanut, which is right after the Gemara on the Chof Amid Beis, about one third of the way up. So the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to be opening a Chanut if you're underneath the Otsar of somebody else. Says the Braita, Taina, Im Haita Refet Kodemet La Otsar. Suppose you have the Refet Bakar, and that Refet Bakar is there before the Otsar. So then it's Mutter, meaning you do not have to be Mesalik it from there. Actually, the Ozer Medayik, that Lo Yiftach, means not to open from one section into another, even though it was already there. In other words, there is one there. All you want to do is open it into the next room as well, which now will go underneath. So it's more chomer than we thought even. So, but if it was there first, so then it would be mutter. Boya bai. How about if the person above has not yet opened the otzar, but already indicated his desire to open it? For instance, kibed v'ribet lo otzar, mao. Suppose he swept the place out and he had the shelves put in. In other words, he made it look like he's about to open up a storage area. Or if he was riba b'chalonot, mao. How about if he added ventilation shaft, which is what chalonot mean in this term?
We're saying otzar, we assume that abayi, the place to live, all the more so.
According to most, yes, right. The only thing that not would be storage areas for things that aren't affected. I would say a wood, or was even perot, unless the perot are an indication that you're about. An otzar means a place for tvua or for yayin, those things that are generally kept in a long-term storage. So, but if you have other things, we'll see that's included in the questions in the Gemara later about whether that's indicative of opening an otzar that could be expanded into other things as well. So how about if you prepare the way most don't have the girsa of Aksadra Tachat Otsar Mao. It doesn't seem to really make sense in this order. What will be the point of opening up an Aksadra, which was more like a porch? What is that supposed to mean? So it must don't have the gears at all. Aksadra Tachat Otsar didn't appear there. There are approaches, but it would mean it's a little bit non sequitur, because we'd be talking about how about if it was a well-aired space? You know, it could be the question. Or how about if it was prepared there before the otzar, so that it wasn't really ready to be opened, but it was in there. It's the other way around. In other words, not that the otzar was there. This was there first, but it was an aksadra. It wasn't really closed up as a shop and so on. But you can see that it doesn't fit into the list of the questions. Bona aliyah al-gabe beito mao. How about if you opened up now a second story that extended over the other area, which indicates, usually that's what it's used for, use it for a storage, an attic. So you open up the attic. Is that the same as putting the stuff in as an otzar? Take on all of those. Boy, Revudabred Rav Yeshua, Tamir Verimoni, by. How about if you were storing fruit? Now, the fruit is not considered to be an otzar, but the question is it considered to be an indication that there's going to be an otzar? Some ask, so why don't you just bring a raya from the sugi of the yayin? If you're telling me b'yayin mutter, so then that means we're not cheshish, that you're going to move from one type of otzar to another. Once it's b'yayin mutter, then that would mean everything was mutter, if you're going to tell me Tamir Verimoni is an indication. So the Rishonim argue that a wine storage area is not something that you easily turn into something else, because a wine cellar is specially constructed for wine, with the barrels and with the holding areas and with the angles that are made. You're not going to turn it into anything else. Bashenkein Tamriv Rimoni can very easily be changed into a place where you're going to store tvua instead of Tamriv Rimoni. Take Be'emet b'yayin hitiru. Tana b'yayin hitiru mipnei shemashbicho, which is rather odd. We're going to see that our wine, this is not true of, and that heating, if you have something that creates heat downstairs, it's terrible for the wine. The Gemara is going to wonder about this later. Mashenke, the refet bakar. Over there, the refet bakar is definitely no good because of the smell. So there it's mipnei shemashricho. Omer of Yosef, Haidi Dan Afilat Kutu the Shragana Mikashale. Our wines here in Bovel are so sensitive that even the smoke from a single candle can damage the wine. So this is absurd for our wines to say that you could have one of these things of Dachtomium under it is ridiculous. Of course it will destroy the wine. Omer of Sheshes, Vas Pasta, Kerefet Bakardami, to have a storage space for hay, which creates the same thing as a refet bakar, because it's always damp and there's always that smell of a barn that's coming up from it, and that's definitely going to be the same as a refet bakar vis-a-vis the wine, and the smell will destroy the wine. Okay, nobody is here to do the honor. Zakar Elika Mishnah. Chanut shebechatzer. Somebody wants to open up now a store in a chatzar. One of the neighbors in that chatzar has a right to prevent the opening of the store by saying, I can't get any sleep. I said, but it's not time to sleep. It's only opening during non-sleep hours. There's no such thing as non-sleep hours. The person needs to rest, and he has to feel he has a place in the chutz where he can put his head down and have a little bit of menuchas hanefesh. Aval, Masha Ein Kein.
Because he wants to sleep in the chutz, or because the noise will disturb.
No, the noise disturbs the homes. The whole area is not. It's meant to be a residential area. So only those things that are done in residential areas are mutter to do. However, the entire Rova is not a residential area. I mean, if you don't get any sleep from the beginning of El, right? All right, so it's clearly not a residential area. But you can, surprisingly, you can ose kelim. You're allowed to make things because people do make things in their own home, and it's part of the way in which you live. And, you know, a woman wants to make cookies and cakes in her house and then go sell it in the shuk. That's fine. And that you can't complain about. And then and to claim, well, you're making so much noise. And you can't tie a velomikola tinokot. And velomikola tinokot seems to not belong here at all. The Gemara, I mean, you could say Lomi Kolatinokot, our initial assumption is that it means, but when it comes from kids coming into a candy store, that's not a problem. Of course, it doesn't make much sense. So, first of all, the Gemara wants to know Maishna Reisha and Maishna Seifa. Understand why exactly we say you can't, you can complain about not being able to sleep for people coming in, but you can't complain of saying Lomi Kolatinokot, don't have kamina if you're talking about Nichlas and Vyotzi. What would be the nafkamina between a call that's generated by people coming in and out and a call that's generated by things that you do? What's considered to be the normal derech of how one lives, right? So I live, this is the way people live, this is the derech of living. People will do their crafts and go out and sell. But to include in that kolatinokot as different than somehow adults, that for sure doesn't make any sense. Unless, as Abaye says, it must mean that the other chatzar cannot complain because of the kolatinokot, in which case there's no real difference between kolatinokot and kol of adults. Yamalei Rava, to which Rava says, that's crazy. So then just say that nafkamina. It has nothing to do with whether it's tinokot or adults. So what are you bringing me an example of something that's going to be mashma, that there's some difference in the issue when the real difference is where it's coming from? So what could possibly be the explanation of kolatinokot, says Rava? Elama Rava seifa talatinokot shabet rabban. What we're talking about over here is not kolatinokot or nichnasim yotzim in order to buy candy. We're talking about kolatinokot that are coming for studying. It means that you'd be allowed to have a cheder in your chotzer, which of course, I mean, the entire Rava is a cheder in your chotzer, and you can't complain. And this part is bitakaras Yeshua ben Gamla v'yelach. This is only after the Takon of Yeshua ben Gamla, who made it mandatory for there to be chadorim that would be available in every area. The Amr of Yunam Rav, Bram, Zacharoto Ish Tov Yeshua ben Gamla Shmo, She Ilmala Yudish Takach Torah Mi'Israel. If it wouldn't have been for Yeshua ben Gamla, we would have never have been able to survive with the Yedias HaTorah. Because Shebatchila Mishiyesh Lo Av Melamdo Torah, Mishen Lo Av Lo Ayo Amet Torah. Because initially, they only learned in terms of family, giving over from Av Uben. And my daughters, the basis of that approach was Vilimadtem Isomas Bnechem Lidaber Abam. So they understood Vilimadtem, now there's two Girsaot, some Vilimadtem Atem, that it's a drasha of you yourselves are personally Mukhiyev to teach Bnechem. In which case, it would mean that it's only a din in Bnechem Mamish, rather than extended Chiyev to teach all that would want to learn. But Tosis brings that some do not have the girsa just of v'limatem atem that they're being derish, but rather just v'limatem. The simple meaning of the pasuk of v'limatem otam et bneichem is that parents shall teach their children. So because of that, what happened was is that mishiyesh lo av melam dator, mishiyesh ein lo av lo yalometer, because there was no provision for public education, so only someone who had a father who could teach him, such a person would study. A child that was brought up without a father was brought up without an education. So itkinu shiyu moshevim melam detinokot birushalayim. Initially, they made a takana that there shall be a public teaching of children in Yerushalayim, and that anybody would come to Yerushalayim to study, and that's because Yerushalayim was a place, obviously, where the entire city was dedicated to Avodas Hashem, and to the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and they would be in a place where they would be impacted by the presence of the Kehanim and of all of the Gedalim that would come up to be Ovid. So that was the place where they were Miyachid Amokam Yeshiva. My Dorish, what was that? Based on Kimitzion Tetzei Torah. So that if you're going to have an impact on someone in another setting of Limad Tevatem, then it would have to be in the context of Tzion, which is a mokum in which it's suitable that it should be Yotzei Torah. And nonetheless, it didn't address the underlying issue because Adayin Mi Sheyesh Lo Av Haya Ma'alo Melamdo Mi Shein Lo Av Lo Haya Olav Olamid. So here, it didn't help because if there was no father to bring a child to Yerushalayim, so there was no real meaning in the takana for those who didn't have a father. It was only meaningful in that there were places in which a person who didn't know how to teach would be able to have a child learn. That's certainly about not only shirking, but it's really incapable. Right. This way you have a definite place where Tzion becomes the center for everybody's learning, which is wonderful. Except that if there's no father at all, how do you get him to Tzion?
But the father has chiyuv to teach on Torah.
He still has a chiyuv to teach on Torah, but here they were koveya that everybody should have the additional limud of being inside Yerushalayim, learning from people who know better, and being able to witness Avodas Hashem. It was a takona, but it was a takona that even though it took it out of the hands of a personal father, it didn't help to address someone who didn't have a father at all. So what happened? So they opened up regional schools, but a regional school means that a child would have to dorm. So if he would dorm, or he would have to be old enough to get there on his own, then you were talking about dealing with teenagers, but you weren't talking about dealing with kids. In which case, so then the kids would only come in at 16 or 17 years old. By that time, they were too independent to accept any hadrocha. So Mishaya Raboko Isala. So anybody who didn't get along with the teacher. So then Miva Edbo Viyatsa, he would just leave. Everyone's going to sit there in the school. And so what happened was that Yoshua ben Gamla came along, and this would have destroyed Torah ultimately. Achaba Yoshua ben Gamla. So he made a takana that every locality, we'll see how that's defined later, has to have now a Malamit Tinoko. And since they would not have to travel, they could be 6 or 7 years old, and that would be already young enough to get them into the mode of accepting hadracha, and old enough to be able to understand. Omele Rav L'Rishmul Bashilat. L'Rishmul Bashilat, we saw, was a famous Malamit Tinokos that his entire life was dedicated to doing his job properly. So Rav would give him hadrocha, how to deal with the tinokot. So first of all, he told him, look, ad shit lo tekabel. Do not accept a child who's less than 6 years old. Tosu says, what about the Mishnah? I mean, the Mishnah says, ben chomesh, lemikra. Right? So, I mean, Tosu says that that's referring to dafke, somebody who is very mature. So it's a precocious child who's physically mature and needs to be in school. But others learn that the pshat is that ben chomesh means six. In other words, Bar Sheet means in the sixth year. It's what it usually, by the way, the Gemara would use it. So like Ben Shana means in the first year. So the Mishnah is saying a five-year-old, meaning that he's in the sixth year, in which case it would be no stira at all. So don't accept Mikan Ve'elech, but above that age, Kabel, and at that point, Asfer Leketura, feed him like you would a shor, because that's the point at which a child can absorb anything. You're going to waste his best years by not giving him sufficient material. Look, if you're going to punish a child and you're going to hit him, the most you should do is use a shoelace on him. So give him a little sting, but don't do anything that could really hurt him. Because, I mean, the truth is, there's no need to push a child, because the point is, if he's going to study, he's going to be drawn to studying. You're not going to help him by beating him. If he's not, you don't want to push him too hard anyway. Let him just be there for social reasons. Ultimately, by becoming part of a learning atmosphere, he'll get what he can out of it. But there's certainly nothing that you're going to be able to do that's going to help by pushing him around, or, says Rashi, by throwing him out of school. So he should be in school just to be part of the social scene. And then he'll be able to absorb it. Meitzeh. or uman, or a gardi, or a malami tinokot. So here it says that if somebody wants to become, say, a mohel, or a bloodletter, or a weaver, or a malame tinokot. Now, there's a problem. I thought you said that from the Takanas Yeshua ben Gamla, you cannot complain about the tinokot. And here it says, the b'nei chatzer can be ma'akvim alav. We're not talking about over here a malame tinokot. We're talking about a school teacher. That's all it says. Since when does a school teacher mean a rebbe and a cheder? What if he's teaching kids carpentry? They're not even Jewish kids. Obviously, the point here isn't Jewish and non-Jewish particularly, but we're using this as a simple way of distinguishing between being malamed Torah or malamed other things. Toshma, shnayim shiyoshvim b'chatzer, u'bikesh echad mehem layasod, rofei, uman, gardi, malamed tinokot, chaver u'ma'akev alav. That same thing says the Gemara, achi nami b'tinokot akum. Where does it say that we're talking about teaching Torah? Toshma, mi shiyesh lo bayit b'chatzer ha-shutafim, here we've got a further halach. You can't rent out a house in which you have a joint. Any binyan meshuktaf. You cannot rent it out to a doctor. The entire rechavian has only rented to doctors. It's not a problem. You can't rent it out to a rofe or to a bloodletter or a gardi or either a sofer yehudi or a sofer armoy. Now that seems to cover everything. Sofer usually means a teacher. So, I mean, the difference between a Jewish teacher and a non-Jewish teacher clearly is not in his ethnicity. It's a job that he's going to be doing. So, how can you possibly answer it now? What makes you think we're talking about bichlal, a sofer? Tosfos learns that simply means sofer mata is the guy who writes scribe. So you'd come in there. So it's correct. People would be coming in not for teaching at all, right? It would just be not malame. Like another republic, exactly, right? But Rashi and Sofer Mata means that he's in charge of the entire city. He's like a principal, which kids come in with their teachers from all over, and he's like the major department of education. So that creates an enormous amount of noise and so on. That much you're not mechuyav to have inside of a chatzer. But the Rabbi Natan says it means simply a scribe, so that people are coming in. It's like any other business, and that you're allowed to be ma'akiv. Omar Rav, mitakanat Yoshua begamav ve'elech, lo mamtini yenuka mimata lamata. You cannot, here we're talking about busing, right? So once we have Yoshua ben Gamla's takana, we don't engage in busing. We don't take a child from one place from another, because the point is that we want to avoid. It's true that lechatchila we were willing to take risks when we had the Ezori schools, but once you make a takana, it has to be v'chol medina medina v'chol ir v'ir. You have no right to risk anything, and certainly the road is a risk. As Rashi points out, satan mekatrei b'shat zakana. To take a child on the road, to take him to school, is an unnecessary risk, because that was the whole point. The Yeshua ben Gamla says there need to be local schools, and therefore if a parent complains and says, I don't want to have my child in a school to which I have to travel, so then Enochinami, he can force, through the Takon of Yeshua ben Gamla, he can force a local school to open. However, you can insist, other parents can say, we don't want to open another school. There's already a school that's located in that shul. So you could go over to the next street. That's not considered to be mimata lamata. However, imafsik nahara lamamtina, if it means that he's going to have to cross a river, then that is not what you have to do. Again, because of sakona. On the other hand, ikatitura, if there's a normal bridge that's not looked at as a dangerous thing, then mamtina. However, Ika Gamla, this is very interesting in the Sugya Yeshua ben Gamla, no? Ika Gamla, if you've got a Gamla as a plank bridge that goes over, then lo mamtina, because that's not considered to be a normal thing that a child should have to cross, the type of bridge where he could fall off into the waters underneath. The Omar Rava, furthermore, it says, Rava Sach Makri Dardek Yesim V'chamisha Yenuke. If you've got 25 kids, so then you are able to force the opening of a school in your area. The Iika Chamshin, if there's 50 kids, then you have to open another class. And Mutvinan trade. Now, Iika Arboin, Mukminan Rejduchna, Misayin Le Mimata. If you've got 40 kids, So then, even though you can't force the opening of another class, but you can insist that there be a helper in the class that's able to handle the kids and give them additional tutoring. So he sits into the class and goes over the class with the kids. They're having problems. And this does not come out of the teacher's salary. There's an additional salary. So you have to misayeya the salary from the city, just like the original Mohammed Tinokos. The Ika Arbay Magmina Rajdov was fine. Filmava, hi Matri Nukit Degoris Vika Khrina Degoris Tvemine. If you've got two teachers, and there's another teacher that is going to be able to do a better job and teach more, you're not going to fire the first teacher, because then, Dilma Atli Litrashule. What can happen in those cases is when a teacher has reached the top, he begins to think that he can do whatever the heck he wants. He's on top of the heap. And therefore, if we do that kind of thing, we're going to end up with lousy teachers. Where Rav Dimi Minar does is on the contrary. We're going to end up with competition, because the guy's going to figure the same way they got rid of the other guy for him, they're going to get rid of him for somebody better. And therefore, Koshikin, the guy is Tvei, he's going to do an even better job, because Kinat Sofrim Tarbe Chokhmah. There's always the kinah between teachers. You're using the literal sense of Sofrim. And that's going to get you better jobs. If you let a teacher settle in a job just be tenure teacher, you're going to end up with nothing. Furthermore, says Rava, Hani Trey Makri Dardik. Suppose you have two teachers, one of whom is Goris Volodir. So he learns a lot, but he is not medayik that the kids should be able to make certain that there are no mistakes in their pronunciation and so on. And the other one spends a lot of time on getting the grammar right, the pronunciation right, but because of that, he doesn't learn that much with him. It's better to learn more material, because Shabashta Memela Nafka, says Rava. If you've got a mistake, ultimately, as you grow up and you go over it, you learn the parsha on your own, and you learn to do things more and more meduyak, and it has a way of working itself out in time. Rav Dimi Minarda argues, and he says, on the contrary, Mutvinan the Dayik Velogaris, it's much more important to get things right the first time. Because Shabash Takiman de Al. Once a child takes in a mistake, that mistake is much more difficult to get rid of. It comes in that way, and it's never questioned. That's the problem. So things that are absorbed in childhood are the things that are most difficult to be mitaken, because you believe everything that's taught to you, and you really think this must be true. You never reconsider it. Therefore, you've got to make certain that, on the contrary, the earlier it is, the more careful you have to be to make sure that it's right. And we see this in an actual event that happened, Dichtiv, Kisheshet Chodashim, Yashav Sham Yoav V'chol Yisrael, Ad Yichrit Kol Zachar Be'edom. That Yoav, well, this was all Maisa with Ben Hadad, and they had a merida. They had to crush the forces in Edom that were making problems for David. So Yoav sat there for 6 months, and he got rid, obviously it was in that area, he got rid of all of the males. So he comes back to David, and David says, Amar lei, my time avadat ha'afi. Understand, who told you that it's a question of dealing with males? You were supposed to destroy the population. Amalek says, I mean, even with Amalek, where it's Mochemez Hashem Amalek, it only says to be Moche, the Zohar of Amalek. Timchet Zohar Amalek. Amalek. Obviously. So he says to him, but Hanan Zecher Amalek Karina. That's not the right way to pronounce it. Where do you get the idea? It's supposed to be Zohar Amalek. So he says to David, "Lididi Zohar Akroyan." I don't understand. I was taught Zohar. So Ozal Shaile Larabi, Amale Hech Akrita. So he goes and asks his Rebbe, Yoav, how is it that you taught it to me? What did you say to me? Amale Nagir, we don't know what he answers. There's two approaches to this among the Mefarshim. The Pashtas is that he said Zohar, and that he said it wrong. But I mean, this Taina, I mean, what's a child have to say? The guy was a teacher and he really didn't know this, but say Zecher Amalek, I mean, it seems crazy. So what he answered, according to that gear, says that he said, no, I said Zecher Amalek, not Zohar Amalek, which means that you knew what the right explanation was, but you didn't make sure that I knew. Okay, so now there's two approaches. Either the guy was really off the wall and he was teaching them wrong. There you go. So, yeah. So Shakal Safsir Lamikdalay, so he takes out his sword to kill the guy. Omalei, the teacher.
Teacher.
Yeah. Omalei Amai. Whoa, what did I do? Omalei Dechtiva Arur al Simelechat Hashem and Mia. Because you, it says Arur, it says you are accursed that you do the work of the Lord without doing it properly. Omalei, okay. So Shafter Lugavar the Lake and Boro. It's not enough that I'm cursed, and I also need to be killed. I mean, leave me with the curse, it's enough. On my lay, but the rest of the pasuk says, Arur Moneach Arbo Midan. I'm the guy with the sword, and I don't want to be cursed. So Igni Amri Katli, some say actually killed him. The Igni Amri Lo Katli, we made an example of him, huh? The Yomar Rava says, this connects directly to the next sugya. In other words, do you give any leeway for mistakes in these kind of things? So, V'yomarava, there are a number of things that there's no leeway for mistakes. Guy loses his job on the spot. So, a teacher, well, this case.
It's one thing for a teacher to be responsible for facts, but this seems to be like an interpretation of the way happened. A teacher.
Well, it's an interpretation. He said the word Zachar. He had it wrong.
Yoav
said the word Zachar. Why didn't you make sure that I said Zach? So, Rava says you should know that a makri yenuka, or a shatla, which is a guy that's going to be planting all of the trees for an area, he's responsible for the gardening, or a tabach, or an uman, which would be our equivalent of a guy who's going to be doing surgery and so on, or a sofer mata, which would mean either, like Rashi says, that he puts a mistake into a sefer Torah, ruins the sefer Torah, or Tosva says, no, it means he writes the contract wrong. And then he causes loss. That's there's no way that you're going to be able to get it back. So kulan arkumutrin va'omdimino. These people are warned in advance. You make a mistake, you lose your job. We don't need to respond to them and say, my gosh, you know, if that happens again, it's obvious because klala de milta, the general rule is that kok seda de lo hadar, a mistake that you can't fix. Whoops. Sorry about that, kidney. I was supposed to be the right one. So a mistake that can't be fixed, especially if an woman is a male, that's a pretty bad mistake. So I'll be rofe, you know, as we had before. A mistake that can't be fixed is considered to be mutra va'omit. This would be a disaster for the medical profession, right?
On
the contrary, then no insurance. By the way, just what I wanted to mention, some of the issues over here that are nogea, obviously we're talking over here about noise that's going to be created, the issues that you spoke about. The kol atinokot is only the kol atinokot that are talking, because you see from the Gemara, from the Havamin in the Gemara, we're talking about the Nechmasim, the Yotzim, that's certainly included. So in other words, whatever tumul is going to be involved is going to be part of what we're calling the Kol HaTinokot. That's the Pasha of the Mishnah. But the issue over here is very nogea modern questions, is what happens in times at which property values are an issue. So here, property values weren't really much of a problem, because people didn't buy and sell. You know, this was your place. It went in your family from generation to generation, and the house would be split between various children and so on. So the question of hezek that the Mishnah talks about here is only in terms of my ability to sleep. But how about if somebody comes along and says, I paid X for this house, and now because of what you're doing, my house has lost its value. And that may well be a completely different end. That the modern Peskim suggest that it could be the whole sugya doesn't apply to that type of hesed. It only applies...
You could stop it.
Because that the Mishnah never addressed an actual monetary loss. It just addressed your comfort. That was part of the takon of Yeshua ben Gamla. But that in a chinami, if a residential area property values are going to be changed, it may well be that you could be market. There should be a place that's miyuchad for a school that's not going to change the property value places in the chotzer itself. No, in Achinami. The Shaila over here that we're getting into is the way Rashi understands the entire sugya to come, is that we're talking about not ikuv because of the problems that are created for the locals, but rather the issue of taking up a business that's going to damage another person's income who has a similar business. Okay, so that's what we call a sagat gvul of a friend. And we start with the Maimer now of Ravuna, that Hai Bar Mavua de Uki Rechaya, Va'ata Bar Mavua Chavre Vikamuki Gabe. A person opens up now, someone who lives in one Mavui, so he opens up a grinder. Now people will come, they'll pay him for grinding. So another guy sees it's a good business, so he opens up, and he's from the same Mavui. He opens up now a grinder of a kabuki gabe. The dinahu, the ma'akeviluya, he has a right to prevent him by saying, you're taking away my living. So lema misayeh alei, let's see if we could bring a raya from the din that marchikin mitzudat hadag min hadag kimole ritzat hadag vekama omer abba barvuna ad parsa. That if you have a fisherman who has a mokum kavua for his traps, you are not allowed to put within that entire area where those fish, Richie, this is very long ago when I see you, that entire area.
I think about putting out the
yeah,
trap. Yeah.
So you have to be marking an entire parsa from the place where the other person has set up his traps. So apparently one fisherman can be ma'akev on another fisherman. So certainly, I mean, that's much more similar to hefker. I mean, you think fish come from all over? No. So apparently you have to be matre up until the parsa. No, says well, not necessarily. Because shine dugim the avi siyara. You see, the point is that fish, this is a new idea, really, that they come to the traps because you attract them by baiting them. Right, so here we're talking about baiting. You bait the area, which gets the fish used to coming to a particular place. When they come, therefore, to that place, you've already trained them. So they're all coming because you, the fisherman, has trained fish to come to this spot because there's worthwhile fishing for them in this spot. So that means that another person is going to be taking advantage of it, is basically stealing from you. Because you've invested in training these fish. Right? Now this is a new idea.
I keep doing it with the pizzeria, you know. I said good business and other people next door and away
from you should get for the bait of honor as we eat yesterday.
No, but it becomes the way in which that becomes not the way that the entire school feed. Look, we're talking about schools here.
When I first opened up, somebody said to me, you know, outside of Israel, a place you have a business. Good business, let's say a pizza, and somebody looks and says, boy, this guy's busy, I'll open up a hot dog stand nearby. But in Israel, somebody has a good business, everybody says, gee, that's great, I'm going to open the same thing
Does this mean Ravuna, who says that you have to avoid competition with somebody who has an existing business? I mean, that was an issue that we had in the Mishnah. And it would mean that he's chaylik on the Chachami, and he goes only alim and Rabbi Yehuda. We have this back above Metzia. Titzan Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yechalek chenvani klayot ve'agozim l'tinokot. So that if you have kids that are coming in doing the shopping, and they have a choice of places to go, and one guy is going to be giving out things that attract the children to the store, you're not allowed to do that because he gets the kids to come specifically to him. But the Chachamim say over there that it's butter. So this would mean that you apparently hold like Rav Huna, apparently holds like Rav Yehuda. No, says Gemara. I mean, it says what the logic is there. Afilu tamer rabbana, because I come up like rabbana like Rav Yehuda. Also, normally I come up fagina amguzi at plok shiuski. Over there, we're saying look. There are different ways of competing. You don't have to do the same thing. So I hand out nuts. You can hand out almonds. You can hand out peaches. I mean, there's all kinds of different things. There's different populations. In this case, what is the competition except directly? You're doing exactly the same thing that the other guy is doing. So you could certainly claim that he's being mafsi. חנות שבחצר יכול למחות בידו ולומר לו, אין יכול לישון מכל הנכנסים וכל היוצאים, אבל עושה כלים, and then he's יוצא ומחר בתוך השוק. ואין יכול למחות בידו ולומר לו, אין יכול לישון לא מכל הפטיש, ולא מכל הרחיים, and not even מכל התינוקות. מה יש לרשע, מה יש לסיפה? אומר הבאי, הסיפה הטעם לחוצר אחרת. אומר לרוב יוכל לתני חוצר אחרת מותר, why you make it dependent on the תינוקות? Elam Rav is safe. I tell you, no kosher beit Rabba. Umitan konas Yosua ben Gamla beyer. Tom Revi Rom Rav. Ram zechorotah ishul tov Yosua ben Gamla shmor. She umalei hu nishtakach Torah Yisrael. שבתחילה מי שיש לו אב מלמד התורה, מי שאין לו אב לא היה מלמד תורה. מה ידורש ולימדתם אותם, לימדתם אתם? התגידו שיהיו מושבים לנו תינוקות ירושלים. מה ידורש? כי מציון תצא תורה. עדיין מי שיש לו אב יאמר עליו מלמדו. מי שאין לו אב לא היה עולה ולא מלמד. התגידו שמושבים בכל פלח ופלח מכניסים אותם. כבן 16, כבן 17, מי שהיה רבו כועס עליו היה מבעט בו ויצא. עד שבא יושב אנגלם לו ותיקן שמושיב עם מלנדה תינוקות בכל מדינה ומדינה ובכל עיר ועיר מכניסים אותם כמעט שש, כמעט שבע. אומר לי רב לשמוע בשילה, עד שית לא תקבל מכאן ואילך קבל, and at that point that's for like a tour. ואומר לי רב לשמוע בשילה, כי מחית לי ינוקה, לא תמחה לי בערכת קדם מסענה. Because look, the קארי קארי, לא קארי לה וצפת לחברי. מייצפה. אחד בני חצר שביקש לעשות רופא, רומן, גרדים, למה תינוקות? בני החצר מעקבים עליו. נה, סתקנו בעד תינוקות העקו. תושמע, שניים שיושבים בחצר וביקש אחד בניהם לעשות רופא, רומן, גרדים, למה תינוקות, חבר לא מעקב עליו. החינה מתינוקות העקו. תושמע, מי שיש לו בית בחצר השותפים, הרי זה לא יזכירנו לא לרופא ולא לאומן ולא לגרדים, ולא לסופר יהודי ולא לסופר הרמי. אנחנו מזכירים לסופר מטה. אמר רובי מתקנת יהושע בגמלה ואלה, לא ממתינה ינוקה ממטה למטה, אבל מבית קדיש לבית קדיש ממתינה. However, אם אף כנערה, לא ממתינה, although היא כתיתורה ממתינה, היא כגמלה לא ממתינה. ואמר רובי, סך מקרי דארתק 25 ינוקי. היא כך 50, מוטיב עם שרי. היא כ-40, מוקמין הרש דוכנה, ומסיין לי for a salary from מטה. ויאמר רבא, היי מקרי ינוקה דגורס, ויקח לי לגורס שפי מיני, לא מסעקירם לי, בקז דמעתי לתרשו לי. רב דימי מן האדם, on the contrary, קושקי דגורס שפי, כדעת סוברים תרבה חוכמה. ויאמר רבא, אני שרי מקרי דרדקי, חד גורס ולא דייק, וחד דייק ולא גורס, מוטבינה ראו דגורס ולא דייק שבשת במילה נפקה. רב דימי נארדם, no, מוטבינה דייק ולא גורס, שבשת כימד על על, תכתיב כי ששת חדשים ישב שם יואב, וכל ישראל עד יחריט כל זכר באדום. כי עד הלכם אל דוד אמר לי, מי טיימה עבדת האחי? אומר לי דכתיב, תמחה את זה, זכר המלא. אומר לי, וענן זכר קרין. אומר לי, ענן זכר קרוין. עוזל, שי לי לרבי, אומר לי, איך הקרית? אומר לי, זכר, אומר לי, זכר. שקל ספסיר למקטלי. אומר לי, מי? אומר לי, דכתיב, אורו עשר ולבך את השם רמיה. אומר לי, שאף כבר גבל לי כמור, אמר לכתיב, ארור בוני החרבו מדם. איקד אמרי, really did קטלי. איקד אמרי, לא קטלי. ואמר רבא, מקרי ינוקי, שטלו, טפחה ואומנה, וסופר מטה, כולם כמוטרים ועומדים נינו. כלולה למילתו כל פסדת לו, עד המוטר ויומדו. אמר רבונה, היי בר מבוא דוקי רכאיה, ואותה בר מבוא חברי וכמו כי גבי, דינו הוא דמעקי ולוי, ידעו מלכה פסדת ולוחיותי. למה מסייע עליה, מרחיקים בצדת הדג בן הדג, כמלוא ריצת הדג, וקם אומר רבא ברפונה עד פרסה, שאני דוג עם דיוע וסיירה. אומר לרבין על רבא, למה רבון אדם הקרב יהודה? תצלן, רבין אומר לא יחלק חן ונקליות וגזים לתינוקות, מפני שבגילם לא בא אצלו, וחכמים מתירים, לא, אפילו אתם רבונה, עד כאן לא פלגי רבונה לא ידעו רבי יהודה אותם, אלא דאמר לי, אנא כמה פגינה מגוזי, you could go ahead and plug שיוסקי, אבל לא כך, אפילו רבונה מאוד, דאמר לי, כבר פסדת, כבר זקת לחיכויות, בית ו, עושה אדם חנות בצד חנותו של חברו, ומרחץ בצד מרחצו של חברו, ואינו יכול למחות בידו, בגלל שיכול לומר לו, אתה עושה בתוך שלך, ואני עושה בתוך שלי, תנועי. תתניה כופים בני מבעות זה את זה, שלא להושיב ביניהם לא חייד, לא בורסקי ולא בלם בתינוקות, ולא אחד מיני בעלי מומניות, ולשכנו עונה כופיו. רבי שמעון גמליאל אומר, אף לשכנו כופיו. אומר רבי שמעון גמליאל, פשיטי לי, ברמטה ברמטה אחרית לי, for sure כביא מצי מעקב. וישייך בקרגד האחר לא מצי מעקב. ברמבוע ברמבוע דנפשי, for sure לא מצי מעקב. בואי רבונה ברדר וישוע, ברמבוע ברמבוע אחרינה מי, תקו. אומר רבי יוסף, ומודי רבונה מקרי דרדקי, פשור לא מוצי מעקי. דיום אמר, כי דעת סופרים, תרבה חוכמה.